Forces and other allies attacked Syrian government troops in northeastern Syria on Thursday. They also clashed with Kurdish-led fighters. In Brussels, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper lashed out at Turkey, saying its military assault on Syrian Kurdish fighters was a mistake.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I mean, I think the incursion was unwarranted. I think President Erdogan was fixated on making this incursion for one reason or another, and there was not a possibility that we were going to start a war with a NATO ally.
Esper says the invasion jeopardizes security gains made in recent years as the U.S.-led coalition and allied Syrian Kurdish forces battled the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, NATO General Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says there has been no call for a NATO mission in northeast Syria.
I strongly believe that what we need is an effort to support a political process, a lasting political solution, and therefore also NATO strongly support the UN-led efforts to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria.
He says ultimately the Syria crisis will require a political solution. Pakistan and India signed a landmark agreement Thursday on the opening of a new border crossing for Indian Sikh pilgrims to visit one of their holiest places in Pakistan. The rare instance of cooperation between the two nuclear-armed Southeast Asian rival nations comes amid a sharp deterioration in their traditionally strained ties. Israel's ex-military chief, Benny Gantz, has been tasked with forming a coalition government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts failed. Mr. Gantz now has 28 days in which to form his own coalition. For more on any of today's news stories, please go to voanews.com or download the mobile app and take the news on the go. This is VOA News. The 39 people found dead in the back of a truck south of London were Chinese. Reuters' Maya Wormsley reports.
The 39 people found dead in the back of a truck near London were Chinese, Britain's ITV News reported on Thursday. That as police questioned the driver of the vehicle, who was detained on suspicion of murder. Paramedics and police found the bodies of 38 adults and one teenager early on Wednesday in a truck container on an industrial estate at Grays, about 32 kilometres east of the British capital. A source familiar with the investigation said he was Mo Robinson from Portadown in the British province. The BBC reported that police had raided two houses in Northern Ireland as part of the investigation.
That's Reuters' Maya Wormsley. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump was very supportive of a group of conservative Republican lawmakers who barged into the closed-door impeachment inquiry on Wednesday. AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says this is part of a broader strategy by Republicans.
They want to see lawmakers battle back against Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, the other Democrats who are in charge of this, and this is one of the ways that the GOP lawmakers are able to do that. So certainly this is something that the president was able to watch on television, something that had his endorsement and certainly his support.
Pace says Democrats say they will eventually hold public hearings.
They want to do interviews in private for now. They do expect that at some point they will do something in public before getting to an impeachment vote. But right now we're seeing Democrats walk through a very methodical process. They're moving quickly, but they are moving methodically, trying to build this case against the president, gather all of the information they need so that they can go into these public hearings with what they feel is the strongest case possible to make this argument for impeachment and to make it in a way that tries to bring along public opinion with it.
There are no hearings on Thursday. Lebanon's president says he is ready for dialogue with protesters to find the best solution for saving the country from financial collapse. In an address to the nation, he suggested a government reshuffle was on the table. A two-day climate conference began today in France. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The two-day meeting in Paris aims to replenish the Green Climate Fund, which has spent much of the $7 billion it received from governments in the past 5 years. Governments agreed at the UN Climate Summit in 2015 to raise $100 billion each year by 2020 to help developing countries reduce their emissions and cope with the impacts of global warming. President Donald Trump's decision to withhold $2 billion of the $3 billion pledged by his predecessor Barack Obama has contributed to a shortfall at the Green Climate Fund that other countries have struggled to fill. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best music.